Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because my intention is to give you a little confidence boost in case you need it. Light a little fire under your booty to take action and just feel really excited about your one shot here. So let me kind of set the stage. I was answering some messages on Instagram, which if we're not connected on Instagram, come say hi. It's at Keisha.Fitzgerald is my handle. I'm very active on stories and I answer as many DMs as I can possibly get to every single day because I love connecting with you and hearing what's going on in your world. And actually, I will just share this before we dive in because maybe you are a business owner or a podcaster or you're putting out content out in the world because I get a lot of questions about community building and growing your business or your podcast. And I'll tell you, I think one of the simplest but most powerful marketing or like community building tips that I can give you is not sexy, but it's so important. And honestly, it's so freaking fulfilling is care about people and let them know that they're appreciated. As simple as that. Right? Like still to this day, 3.5 years into podcasting, I respond to DMs myself. And I never outsource that because it's really interesting. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with outsourcing it. You might be in a different season of life. Maybe you've got four tiny little humans and you need to, of course. But a lot of people are surprised that I prioritize answering my DMs on Instagram and that I don't want to outsource it to someone and I won't until I absolutely have to because I just see so much value in getting to connect with your community. And there are so many gurus out there that are all about like driving traffic into your business and growing up your following and all of that. And that's important. But what about depth of connection, right? Because like sales funnels and strategies, like that's great. And if that's even what you're selling, go for it. But to me, I'm like, if I can get depth of connection with my community, that's the secret sauce. Because I just love my people and I figure out what's aligned for me and what problems I can help them solve and let them know that they're appreciated. And I hope that you feel that way from me. And if you have never tagged this podcast on Instagram stories and you vibe with it, please take it on Instagram so I can thank you and just see who you are or feel free to DM me or whatever. I just want to get to connect with you because I do picture us like we're girlfriends chatting. And I don't know. I just really care about you, you know? So anyway, that being said, not what we're talking about today. We're talking about confidence. And a woman named Sarah DM'd me, which shout out to Sarah if you're listening in. And she said verbatim, "I wish I was as brave as you, Keish. I have so many things I want to do. I just get caught up in actually pulling the trigger. I really just lack confidence, the confidence that you have." Okay. So we've got to talk about this because maybe you are an entrepreneur like me. Like I know a lot of you that are listening, and maybe you specifically, you are an entrepreneur, you're building a side business, or you're in a season of really stretching yourself in your career. Like right now for me, I am planning our first ever Empower Her Live, which is our event, our personal growth event for women in this community. I hope I get to see you there. It's going to be 500 plus women from all across the country. It's in Phoenix, Arizona, October 21st through 23rd. Check the show notes for the link on how to get on the wait list or DM me. Obviously, I can get you on the wait list. Point is, maybe you're in a major stretching season. So you really need confidence because you're reaching for that next level. You're not yet the person that can accomplish that thing that you're working towards. Or maybe you're just in this season where you want to like move to a new city and you got to muster up the courage, like the bravery to actually go for it. Or you want to switch to a new company, but you want to stay in the same industry, but you're scared of making that change because you've been where you at for a while. And it's easy to stay in the familiar, but you know that you need to make a change because you kind of want to take a fork and shove it in your eyeball because you're so unfulfilled in your job with your team, with your manager, whatever. Like, you know, you need to make a change, but you need that fire under your booty. You need that confidence, that bravery to say, "Hey, I'm quitting." Or Maybe you want to quit your job altogether and you're like, I don't even want to stay in this industry. I want to buy a freaking van and travel around the world and talk about my adventures and share them on YouTube or whatever. If so, go girl, like do whatever feels aligned for you. Or maybe, actually, this might really resonate. Maybe you want to leave a career path that you spent a lot of time working to get to and a lot of other people clapped for you and you feel like it made sense on paper, but it doesn't feel like it's aligned anymore. Like my husband Cena did with dentistry when he quit dentistry. And a lot of people did not understand that and thought it was a very weird decision, but it was a very aligned decision that required confidence and bravery, which we're talking about today. Or, you know, maybe even something for you right now that's kind of coming up. You're like, Keish, I just want to, you know, ask for a raise, but I can't get myself to put that one-on-one meeting on my boss's calendar and be like, yo, I got to ask for that raise. My point is, maybe you right now want to do something that just requires a little bit of confidence to get you to take action or bravery to call your shot. And you're lacking that fire under your butt. If so, I'm here for you. Like, I want to be your hype girl. I want to be your friend that's like, yo, girl, let's freaking go. But at the same time, I also want to remind you that bravery is a muscle just like confidence. We have to build it. It requires intentional and deliberate action. And if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you might have heard me refer to confidence like it's a bucket, right? So every single time that you show up and you keep a promise to yourself and you do that thing that you said that you're going to do, it's like you're putting a deposit into that bucket. Plop, 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 right? And I just don't believe that confidence is something that you arrive at or bravery is something that you arrive at. Like you're confident or you're not confident. You're brave or you're not brave. Like it's just not that way because your confidence being a bucket that's filled up every single day that you show up and all these deposits are going in, plop, 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 is such a helpful way that you can actually get yourself to take action and get that dopamine hit that comes from moving in the right direction. Because when you are confident, you believe in your ability to handle things when something goes wrong, right? When someone doesn't vibe with you or doesn't think that your decision is a great decision or they give you some negative feedback, it feels like they're hitting the side of your confidence bucket, like for sake of this analogy, and some of your confidence sloshes out, right? It doesn't feel good. And I think there's this whole narrative, especially on social media and in the podcasting space, of like blinders on, screw what everyone else thinks, like live your own best life. And I get that, but we're humans who are designed to want to belong. Of course, your feelings are going to be hurt if someone, especially if they're close to you, doesn't support your decision. Right. And of course, you're going to freak out if you planned for something to go a certain way and it goes completely a different way. But if at the root of it, you've got confidence and you believe that no matter what comes your way, you can figure it out, you're going to be okay. But here's the thing. If you're going, you know, through life thinking that some people have confidence and some people have bravery and you're lacking it and you're comparing whatever they're projecting out into the world to your behind the scenes of like, oh my gosh, there's so many areas in my life that I'm not confident in. You're going to feel like you're failing. You're going to feel like you're not capable of getting where you want to go and you're going to stay stuck and you don't deserve that. So instead, if you focus on these tiny little deposits into your confidence bucket will never feel depleted, even if someone says something or something goes wrong. You still got some in that bucket because it's built with these tiny deposits, the things that are easy to do and are easy not to do. Confidence, like bravery, isn't a conditional quality. Nobody is always confident. It requires maintenance. And honestly, like I've never had Oprah on the show, but I guarantee you Oprah would say she's not always confident. Right? And what's interesting about this confidence idea is depending upon when you connect with someone, like what season of their life they're in, they may or may not be feeling confident. I hope you are loving today's episode. And don't worry, we're going to jump right back in. But I wanted to give a little shout out to our sponsor of this episode, because honestly, their products are game changer for both me and my husband, Cena. And I feel like they could really help you too, especially if you're struggling with anxiety or stress or sleep. The company is called My Soul CBD. And I've been using their products for years. But when I started talking on the podcast more about anxiety and loss and change, and honestly, even just grief, so many of you told me that you were navigating a lot of those feelings too. And I really just recognized I needed to talk more about other things that we're doing that can help, whether it's tactical things that we're doing or even products that we're using. So what is Soul CBD? It's a company where all of their products are THC-free, non-toxic, organic, sustainably sourced. And I want to just reiterate, they are THC-free because some of you have asked me, and I am personally someone who's like, team, do whatever you want to do for you. But for me, I personally do not use THC, and I would not use these products if they had it, but none of their products do. And my favorite is their nighttime sleepy gummies. They are incredible if you want to fall asleep quickly and sleep super soundly so you don't wake up in the middle of the night. And also just you want to wake up still feeling refreshed, not groggy. It's like the best, the way I describe it in my head is like sleep hard, wake up feeling like a champ product that I've ever used. And if you struggle with sleep, please just like humor me and try them because since I've been using these products so regularly and so has Sina, we've been sleeping so hard. And then you actually have the energy to go at the day, like chasing your dreams, your goals, or whatever it is that's on your heart. So if you struggle with it, try it out. You have nothing to lose, you know? And then, of course, their signature CBD drops are incredible. If you do struggle with anxiety or a lot of stress, you can mix it in with tea. You can just put it under your tongue like a little dropper. They have a lot of really awesome flavors, which I love. It just keeps things super fun. Like they're a company that's focused on like making their products taste really good too. So anyway, so many of you have been DMing me, telling me how Soul is helping you with your anxiety or your sleep too. And I love hearing that feedback. So if you have not checked them out yet, you can click the link in the show notes to get an epic discount, or you can head to mysoulcbd.com/Kacia, K-A-C-I-A, and get a discount on all of their products. Now, without further ado, let's dive back into the show. And like, for example, right now, I actually feel really confident. Even though I'm in this season of really stretching myself, I feel like I've worked through a lot and I'm in a season where I feel really confident about some things. Keyword, some things, right? Because all of us have different areas in our lives that we're not as confident in. You might perceive that someone's confident. Maybe you perceive that I'm confident as a podcaster. And to that, I am, right? I've been doing this for 3.5 years. I feel pretty confident. I know not everybody's going to vibe with me, but I feel confident in my ability to jump on this mic and kind of just riff with you like we're girlfriends, right? But there are other areas of my life that I'm not as confident in, just like you've got some that you are and some that you aren't. But we do this thing where we decide that somebody is conditionally confident, that they always have more confidence than us, that they have some X factor that we don't have. And it's just not the truth. Because we all have areas that we lack confidence. For me, for example, you can put me on a stage in front of 10,000 people and I will freak out a little bit before, like my body will have a physical reaction. I'll choose to label it as excitement rather than fear so I don't like pee my pants on stage. But I will feel confident on that stage, especially if I'm speaking about something that I'm like really, really passionate about. Or you put me in a social situation with a group of people. I'm an outgoing extrovert. Like I'm very comfortable walking up to someone and saying hi. But you ask me to answer geography questions or anything about history, or you ask me to make you flan, you know what I mean? Like I'm not confident in those areas. Or you ask me to be like, I don't know, like make a super like, this is weird, but like just popped in my head, like make a super like sexual face and take a selfie of my butt, right? Like I guess taking a picture of your butt would not be a selfie, but you know what I mean? Like I'm not quite as confident in those areas. You get the point. But confidence, like bravery, is not a light switch that you're just confident or you're not, or you're brave or you're not. So don't think that I have it or anyone else has it and that you're lacking it. Like if you want to be more confident or brave, you just got to focus on it. I want to challenge you to reframe this idea that you are or you aren't something, like it's a conditional thing. But especially when it comes to being confident or brave, or to do what some people would call, you know, taking a risk, to do that thing that you feel like could be risky because you don't know what the outcome's going to be. That requires bravery and confidence. And psychologically, of course, the first big risk that you're going to take is going to feel the hardest because you don't have that proof to look back on and say, see, last time I did this, it worked out. So you've got to really intentionally and deliberately start with something small. Like those little micro risks, it's just like micro confidence building moments. We've got to intentionally give ourselves an opportunity to build up that muscle. You've got to look at your to-do list and say like, what are 3 things today that I'm going to do that are going to move the needle forward? Knowing that in different seasons of life, that criteria is going to be different, but the focus is still the same. How can I build confidence in my ability to follow through? How can I build confidence in my belief that I can figure things out? Well, when it's a muscle that's built, and you're in a season that you're in flow, like maybe for me right now, listening to this episode, If you listen back 5 other episodes, I'm crying on the podcast talking about a different season of life. You have different seasons, but if you're in this pump mode, you've got to really just set yourself up with these tiny little wins. So you're going to feel so much more capable to take that risk or be more brave. And it's not big things that build it up, right? It's the tiny little things like raising your hand in a meeting when you normally wouldn't, or saying hi to someone in an elevator, right? Maybe saying hi to the person, not just their dog, because I know you might do that if you're anything like me. I like say hi to the dog. I'm like, oh, wait, remember, there's a person here too, right? Or maybe you're signing up to do something that scares you a little. It could just be like a dance class, or, you know, it's a workout class you've never done. We just were walking around downtown Denver. My husband and I just moved here 2 weeks ago, and I saw this trampoline class. I'm like, I got to do that. Like, that kind of scares me a little because I'm probably going to suck at it. And you know what I mean? It's these little micro risks that are going to help you build up confidence to then take more macro risks. Like the things that you perceive to be a bigger deal, they're not going to seem as big of a deal because you've got these micro risks to look back on. And, you know, like I said, we just moved to Denver 2 weeks ago, and I've had a lot of people that are like, Kaish, like, how did you guys move? It's so scary to move to a new city and start over. And to that, I say, yes, it is. If I hadn't done it before, I probably would have been more scared. But this is our fourth cross-country move. We moved from Seattle to New York City for Christina to go to NYU Dental. Then we moved from New York City to San Diego for us to live and him to start his career there. That's actually where I started my podcast. Then we moved from San Diego to Austin, and then we moved from Austin to Denver. So don't compare your first time leaving your hometown scared to make a change, like call your shot and move, to my fourth time doing this, right? Like the first time I wanted to poop my pants. I was so scared. Like I literally actually can tap back into the exact feeling. I was sitting on this flight. We were back in like 34B, you know, back in the back where you're just like, oh my gosh. And Sina was sleeping. And I watched this movie that had Cameron Diaz in it. I think it was called like The Other Woman or something. But I watched it 2 times in a row while Sina was just peacefully sleeping. And I was internally freaking out because we were moving away from all of our friends and family, like 3,000 miles away for him to go to school, for us to be first-time roommates. Like I was freaking out. But now when you're like, let's move to Denver from Austin, I'm like, buckle up, let's freaking go, right? But truly, I think there's a lot of power in reminding yourself that person that you're looking at that you deem is more confident than you doesn't have anything that you don't, right? Like psychologically, the first act of big bravery is going to feel like a leap, but a supported leap when you have been intentional about those small micro risks and those tiny little confidence deposits on a daily basis. Those are things that you can give yourself now if you're preparing for a big growth season. And then, like I said, if you're in a big growth season like I am right now, where I'm like, whoa, I'm planning something that's going to be so epic and life-changing for all of the women that are there. And I hold that responsibility on my shoulders and it feels like a lot, but it's so exciting. But I have to support myself with little confidence deposits along the way. Otherwise, I'm going to totally freak out, right? And truly, at the end of the day, just friend to friend, I think it's like, you know, I say that like I picture us like we're chatting over coffee or a spicy margarita. If we were chatting over a spicy margarita, I would be like, girl, what do you anticipate you might regret later? Play it out. And remember that it's okay if it's scary. That doesn't mean it's not the right move. When you take that leap, it might feel like you are leaping. I mean, picture like your body leaping. It's like, oh, it physically feels like that. I don't know the word for it, but you know what I mean. And remind yourself that change, even if it's a good thing, still does mean loss. Loss of the familiar. Loss of what's already known. The familiar thought patterns that you already had. So of course it's scary. Don't beat yourself up if you're scared. There's nothing wrong with you, right? Because just because you're moving towards something that's really exciting in your life or a change that's very aligned, it doesn't mean that you can't also acknowledge that you have to grieve what you're leaving behind. That's all just part of it. That's also part of the fulfillment that comes from making that change, calling your shot and going for it. And when you get there, looking around and being like, this was so worth it. I'm so proud of myself. So to close this out, like one of my favorite podcasters, speakers, and honestly, just humans that I really respect and admire, Trent Shelton says, the only person that has the power to put boundaries on your dreams is you. You got this. I'm rooting for you always. And I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now. Or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.